BBC News, I'm John Shea. The authorities in Chile say wildfires raging in the centre of the country have now killed at least 99 people. President Gabriel Boric warned that the figure was likely to rise significantly. Emergency teams have been struggling to control the fires, which have spread rapidly across the Valparaíso region. Graciela Ibáñez is a journalist who lives in Viña del Mar, one of the worst affected towns.
Part of the city has been burned. Some 25% of the urban area of the city has burned. And neighboring municipalities like Quilpué or Casablanca, also in the Valparaíso region, which is a coastal region. There might be some 5,000 homes destroyed in Viña del Mar. That means around 12,000 people without homes.
Voting has ended in El Salvador in a presidential election that's likely to see President Nayib Bukele sweep to victory. Mr. Bukele has been credited with significantly reducing crime levels. Last year, the murder rate fell to its lowest in three decades. Our correspondent Will Grant has been to a polling station in San Salvador.
Nayib Bukele has made it the crux of his campaign to say that he needs a second term in office to continue his harsh crackdown on the gangs in this country. It's a security platform that he's standing on, and it's one, according to many voters that I've spoken to here, that is resonating with the electorate. That said, human rights organisations have continued to underline that they believe there are thousands of people in jail who shouldn't be there, who've been arbitrarily arrested under this security policy.
The White House National Security Advisor says the United States will press on with its retaliation against Iranian-backed groups in Iraq and Syria and Houthi fighters in Yemen. Jake Sullivan told American television that airstrikes against the Houthis had reduced their ability to attack ships in the Red Sea. Families of the hostages held in Gaza have been protesting in Tel Aviv as the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet met to discuss a possible release deal with Hamas. There are reports of rifts within Mr. Netanyahu's coalition over a hostage deal. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is about to arrive in the Middle East. From Washington, here's Will Vernon.
He's going to have to do a bit of a balance between, on the one hand, the US's ongoing military action, and that means what was launched on Friday, where we saw these widespread strikes against a number of Iranian-linked targets in Iraq and Syria. So he's going to have to balance that with ongoing crucial negotiations that could result in some sort of humanitarian pause in fighting in Gaza, perhaps the release of dozens of hostages.
Our correspondent Will Vernon in Washington. This is the latest world news from the BBC. A state of emergency has been declared in Southern California as a powerful winter storm makes landfall. People had been told to evacuate ahead of the potentially life-threatening weather event, which is bringing high winds, flooding and heavy snowfall between Santa Barbara and Los Angeles. Voters in Paris have approved a plan to triple parking fees for people from outside the city if they drive SUVs in the French capital. The rules will affect internal combustion or hybrid vehicles weighing over 1.6 tonnes and electric vehicles weighing more than 2 tonnes. Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
The socialist mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, and her Green Party allies have got what they wanted when they arranged this referendum. A majority, albeit a small one, and on a turnout of just 5.7% of voters, has approved their plan to increase parking fees for what are loosely called SUVs and are more precisely cars above a certain tonnage. SUVs make up a growing part of the new car market, but cities like Paris do not want to make them welcome. They believe they pollute more, take up more physical space, and are more dangerous in accidents.
The organisers of the next Men's Football World Cup have announced that the opening game will be held in Mexico City. The competition will kick off in June 2026 at the Azteca Stadium. The final will be hosted by the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Mexico, the United States and Canada are the joint hosts of the tournament. One of the world's largest music award ceremonies is underway in Los Angeles. Female artists could dominate the Grammys as the majority of nominees for Album of the Year, Song of the Year and Record of the Year are women. They include Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish and SZA, who's going into the night with 9 nominations. The Grammys will see performances from big names ranging from Dua Lipa to Joni Mitchell and U2. And that's the latest BBC World News.